Hey, you guys, what's going on? Everybody just got here and already you guys are talking about sex toys. It's that kind of day, I guess.
Murder Hornet sent me a picture. Oh, I finally got one. And it was just some big old black thing. It was a bottle. It was a bottle of some energy drink or something. It says something about energy. It said like something about galaxy to the stars, fucking something, and I don't know what it was. So I just said, so you got your butt plug, huh? And he started fucking with me and then talking about fleshlights and shit. I said, yeah, I wore that shit out, man. I wore it out. Testosterone and friction got to that shit. Fucking didn't last a day.
You had to throw it away. Well, now I'm kind of wondering if there is some kind of drink out there that comes in a bottle that's like a butt plug, so it's like dual purpose.
You'd buy it?
Well, no, I'm just... I was just wondering.
Hold on, I'll tell you
since you brought it up.
I got an energy drink to talk about, actually. This one's black, too. This one...
Is that going up your butt? Later?
No, okay. It's not. It's going to go up yours.
Sure.
It's called... This one, it's called Intense. It's intense. It goes
intense.
Up, size up in there.
Intense.
Electric citrus. You plug it in. Bzzz.
I don't want but electric citrus up my butt.
This is fucking the energy drinks from Dollar General.
The DG, we call it.
Yeah, Dollar General.
Dollar General.
This is some redneck shit.
That's next to our house. It's not next to our house, but it's like right next to the neighborhood. It's like within walking distance. You look dubious.
It tastes like a sweet tart. But like
they
a weak,
all taste like sweet tarts.
Like, this one like a weak sweet
you
tart.
You high-ass motherfucker. They all weak. Taste like sweet tarts.
It's only a dollar, though. It's kind of weak flavor.
I mean...
It doesn't taste like a sweet tart.
They yet. All kind of taste like that, so you might as well just get the cheap one because none of them are any good.
It doesn't taste like a sweet tart. No, it tastes like...
What?
Those Sweeties. You know the big old long roll?
A long roll, yeah.
The ones that when you're a little kid.
Yeah, I know.
The little bitty ones
you got
from Halloween. That's what it tastes like. It's weak.
It's not really good either.
Very weak.
Not really good either.
I mean, this should taste like a sweet tart. Like one of the fucking... Like, oh, that's what it should taste like, but it doesn't. It tastes like little Sweeties. You're like, no.
I'm not a big fan
of
energy.
Well, just for a dollar.
I'm not a big fan of energy drinks, I gotta say. So we're talking about a killer crocodile movie, in case you didn't know. Slasher Fred says, this movie is kind of like Jaws, but with alligators. Yeah, you can tell that Jaws was like a big influence on this. This movie was called Rogue, and it came out in 2007. And I just noticed while I was just flipping through, this was a total random pick. We were just flipping through like the free movies on YouTube. It's free on Tubi as well. And I was like, oh, I think I kind of heard that this one was okay. And it's like, what the hell? I'm kind of in the mood for a killer crocodile movie. Because I do kind of feel like... There are a lot of killer crocodile movies, but it's not as many of those as there are killer shark movies. You know what I'm saying?
The shark movies are...
I mean, the shark
I think
movies...
Better, though.
Well, I don't... Well, in it depends.
General.
Not Ouija Shark.
Yeah. Well, Ouija Shark was not watchable, but it made me laugh on a couple occasions.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was a funny
Ouija
concept.
Ouija Shark was not watchable.
It was a funny concept.
All the fucking Sharknado and the three-headed sharks, and I thought they were fucking great.
Sharktopus, Sharkasaur.
Is fucking because they you know they're fucking with you.
Well, yeah. Is there a shark a croc or croc a shark? I'm sure there's got to be.
Got to be.
There's got to be. They've done every like conceivable monster mashup, and they haven't even. It's not just like two animals together. Sometimes they'll do an animal and a natural disaster, like Lavalantula.
Yeah, well, that's what they are.
Which that's a real movie. So.
They're disaster films.
Yeah, it's a natural disaster, so it's not that crazy. Now, so I had heard that Rogue was pretty decent, like as killer croc movies go. Interestingly, 2007 saw three killer crocodile movies, two of which, including this one, were Australian. There was another one called Black Water that was also Australian, and then there was another one that was called Prime Evil. I haven't seen either one of those. And it seems that the jury is out. Some people seem to like Rogue better. Some people seem to like Black Water better. So I can't really judge because I haven't seen Black Water. But as far as killer croc movies go, this was actually a pretty good one. Because you said when we first started watching it, you thought it was going to be like goofy, like a sci-fi original kind of movie. And it's not. It's like a pretty serious... you can tell, like, it's pretty low budget.
They're taking it seriously.
But that said, the crocodile looks pretty good. There's like some shots later on in the movie where they show it more where you can obviously tell it's CG. But some of the close-up shots actually look really good because they did actually use like a big animatronic or a big puppet, and it's really well done like in the close-up shots. I think it was a good choice too, much like Jaws, to not show the crocodile as much. I will say that I think they left it a little bit too long, but because it's not that long of a movie. But I'm not going to shit on it for that, because I think they did a good job like building up suspense and stuff. This was directed by Greg McLean, who was the same guy that did Wolf Creek. And I don't even think we've reviewed Wolf Creek, have we? We probably should, because that's like a really good movie. That's more like that's a serial killer movie. Also set in Australia. And the same guy that played Mick Taylor in Wolf Creek was in this too, but he wasn't like the main role, but he was like playing he was playing a smaller role, and he was like a lot different than the guy that he played in Wolf Creek. Interestingly, this had Radha Mitchell in it, and it's weird because we see these movies all the time, and I was just kind of like, God damn it. It's like, she's so familiar. I was like, what the fuck have I seen her in? I've seen her in like so many things, but I couldn't like think of what it was immediately. I probably recognized her from Pitch Black. She was in Pitch Black. She was in Silent Hill, which I've seen a couple of times. She was in the remake of The Crazies, so I might recognize her from that. And then kind of the main guy is Michael Vartan. And again, I was like, where the fuck have I seen that motherfucker? He was in 1 Hour Photo. That's where I recognize him from. And Sam Worthington is in this, although this was before he was in Avatar. So he's not like the main character. And spoiler alert, he gets killed like much sooner than I expected him to. Because I guess I was like seeing it this from today's standpoint, when he's like a bigger, like a more famous person. But when this came out, he wasn't that famous. So he was in Terminator Salvation, he was in the Clash of the Titans remake, he was in a bunch of other shit. But like, I think Avatar was like the thing that kind of kicked it off, and I can't even remember what year that was. What year was Avatar? 2009? 2011? Fuck, I don't even know.
Heaven knows.
I don't remember.
That movie sucked. I didn't like it.
It's like, I liked it okay, but I didn't really, I didn't see it in the theater. Somebody like loaned it to me, and I was like, ah, was that right? I didn't get what all the hype was about.
Yeah,
it was fine. It was fine.
Fucking blue people.
Fucking blue people.
Yeah, I saw that shit in the fucking theater, and I was like, this fucking sucks. Blue people. Big tree. Okay. Well, they were going out of the way to try to make me care about them, you know what I mean? I saw the way it was coming. It was like, okay, the humans are the bad guys, the blue people are the good guys, and fucking, yeah, oh, whatever. Their tree got knocked over. Yeah, it just... I saw what they were doing.
Well, I think that Avatar, like I said, it was a fine, it was fine.
The CG characters and shit.
I think it was like a victim of somebody, No Need for Me Too said it was a bit overhyped. Yeah, yeah, I do kind of feel like it was a victim of its own hype.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought, oh my God, this is the best fucking thing ever. But then like a couple years later, everyone was like, wait, Avatar who? You know what I mean? It was kind of like that. Which is one of the weirdest things ever. I think that was one of the biggest movies that a couple years later, everyone just like totally forgot about.
Yeah. What's funny about that one is that all they do is overhype it. They were like guilt tripping you. Oh, you have to like this movie. If you don't like this movie, you're a bad person and all. Just that was the attitude that they had with that shit. But then another movie came out that was in some ways like it, but a lot better, called Alita Battle Angel. And if you liked that one, they called you an asshole. And they didn't want to make a damn, they didn't even want to make a fucking sequel to it. Fuck those bitches. And I thought Alita Battle Angel was great.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was great, yeah.
Let me see. Oh, Slasher Fred said there's also the movie Crawl. Yeah, and that was like the now Sam Raimi didn't direct that; he just produced it. Yeah, I remember we saw that in the theater. That was pretty good too. I will say, sharks are scary. Crocodiles might be scarier. I don't know. It's kind of, I guess it depends on the movie, because crocodiles and alligators, to a lesser extent, can get you whether you're in the water or whether you're on the land. Whereas like sharks, not so much. You kind of have to go in the ocean, and then they can eat you. Whereas crocodiles are like, we don't care, motherfucker. If crocodiles could fly, we'd all be fucked. Because yeah, then they could get you. Then they could get you land, sea, and air. But, yeah, so the setup of this is a very, very straightforward killer croc creature feature type movie. Like I said, it's, you know, it's taken seriously. It's not goofy in any way. Like I said, the crocodile can't fly or doesn't have three heads or nothing like that. It's just a big ass crocodile. I think it's supposed to be 25 feet, something like that. It's a big ass crocodile. Now, they did actually base it on a real big ass crocodile in Australia named Sweetheart. Although I don't think that one ate anybody that they know of. But yeah, so basically the setup of this, there's just like a group of people, Australians, Americans, like a whole gang. The main guy, who's the guy from One Hour Photo, Michael Vartan, he is like a travel writer, I guess, and he has come to this like sort of backwoods touristy place in the Australian outback to do this like crocodile tour. And he's like the main character, but there's a bunch of other ones too. So they're all in this tour boat, and the Rhonda Mitchell, she plays Kate, and she's like the tour guide. And so they're out on the tour. It's like, you know, there's 20, 30 minutes of like gorgeous landscape porn. And you kind of get like a little hints of crocodile stuff. And then they're going to go back, and then there's like a flare. So someone's in distress, and they have to go over there and see what's going on. Like, maybe a boat broke down. They get over there, and the boat is under the water and, like, turned over, and they can't see anybody. And then the crocodile busts their boat like that and, like, drives them up on this little island. And it's, like, a little tidal island so that as the tide comes in, the island's going to be underwater. So they have to figure out how to get the fuck off this little island without swimming through the water because they're going to get eaten by crocodiles or that one particular crocodile. Now, interestingly, there is a normal version of this and there's an unrated version. Now, I think that the version that we watched, which was, we watched the version that's on Tubi. Like I said, it's also free on YouTube, like with ads. I think that's the normal version, but from what I could determine, the unrated version doesn't have any extra gore in it. This isn't a real gory movie. A lot of the attacks on the people, like, happen sort of off screen, which didn't really bother me all that much. Some of the kills, you know, were kind of, you know, you got to see the person, like, get chopped up. And I will say, if you are sensitive about, I was mad about this. There's a delightful dog in this named Kevin. Kevin doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was upset. I think you were like in the other room, but I was just kind of like, eat all the people. I don't give a shit. Leave Kevin alone. And then I was like, God damn it. He ate Kevin. And it was like, it was bad. Because they actually like, they don't show it, but then they kind of show like the aftermath. And I was just like, fuck you, movie. God damn it. Why are they always going to do that? He could have just eaten more people instead of the little dog.
The movie was kind of taking itself seriously. It wasn't goofy like I thought it was going to be, which is kind of a good thing and a bad thing. There's a trade-off when you do that. When it's serious, you now have to take it a little more seriously, and it has to have a certain kind of tone, and certain things have to happen for me to enjoy it when you're talking about alligators or crocodiles. And I kind of thought the movie was a little bit bland. They had a good cast. The acting was good. And, you know, the way they shot it and everything, the location was great. There's just something kind of bland about it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know?
Like, there's
it was kind of samey. It felt the same as a lot of the other ones.
I will give it that.
So I was just kind of, I didn't want to, I kind of started to check out of the movie mentally. I was like, okay.
It went red a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not down to zero, so maybe it's.
What is that, Dan?
Oh, okay, it's coming back.
Okay.
I don't know.
I heard something. Hear it.
What? Oh, that's that speaker over there is old, and it makes like a weird
staticky noise
every now and then, like when
it went
red, which is weird. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
That's some weird shit.
It just depends on the day. It was fine yesterday.
That's some weird shit.
It was fine yesterday.
Just wants to say cut out, and then it comes back, and then it cuts back out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't think today's show was going to be all that long because, like I said, you know, this movie was fine. If you like killer crocodile movies, this is a good one, like a serious one. If you want to see, like, a goofball one, then now I'm down to zero again. If you want to see a goofball one, then this one isn't that because this is a totally serious, like, realistic Killer Crocodile movie. I did like the kind of final confrontation, like inside the cave. You know, I thought that was kind of cool. Where you
it's
find
red,
like,
man.
Shit. God damn it.
I don't know what the hell's going on with this. We're losing the connection.
This is so fucking
there it
frustrating.
Is. There it goes. We don't know why the connection's going in and out, people.
Yeah, it's like yesterday and the day before, it was totally fine. Yeah. It was totally fine. And then today, it's just one of those
acting
days.
Acting an ass.
It's acting an ass.
Yeah.
It's acting an